banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walk, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Today is May 29th. Put a pillow on your fridge day. Placing a pillow on your refrigerator brings wealth and good luck to your household. But first, you'll need to remove the slow cooker, the half-empty boxes of cereal, the blender, the 3 bottles of booze, and the cookbook. Have a happy Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's ending Hong Kong's special status with the U.S. over China's new laws, which the administration feels ends the former British colony's autonomy.
China claims it is protecting national security. But the truth is that Hong Kong was secure and prosperous as a free society.
The president also announcing the U.S. is ending its relationship with the World Health Organization over its ties to China. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, seen on video kneeling on George Floyd's neck before he lost consciousness and died, arrested today and charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter.
The investigation is ongoing. We felt it appropriate to focus on the most dangerous perpetrator.
Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says the 3 other officers fired after Floyd's death on Monday are still under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
And our mayor had a press conference today and basically said this: stay inside. Event. We were talking about happy songs this morning and got into a little bit this afternoon because we played a little bit of Walking on Sunshine, which I agree is a very happy song. It was number 8 on the list. That was number 3.
That was a good song, man.
Obviously, the original Bee Gees version.
Next time we play the ELO one.
The ELO, Mr. Blue Sky? Sure, I'll do that for you.
I really
silly
have
boy.
You know what? But it was... I got to tell you, he was
adorable
when he said that. Who's ELO?
Because he was sincere as he could be.
Yeah, that's what made it so great.
Who's this Mr. ELO guy?
Thank you guys for understanding that I don't know stuff.
I put ELO in the cool on the page, so we'll play it in a little bit.
Sweet.
If you're a good boy between now and then. And don't feel bad about the ELO thing, because when I first became an FM jock.
Yeah.
And we all talk like we're narrating porn movies. Some of the guys from the AM Pukey days, who only knew Top 40, a guy named Gary Gears, who had maybe the biggest voice in radio history. He was he voiced all the national TV spots for Sears. And he wasn't unhip necessarily, but he just had no contact with what we were playing. So they put him on the air on his first day, and he says, "Here's one from Mr. Jethro Tull." Obviously unaware that Jethro Tull was a group.
I was going to ask Seth about that.
Jethro.
And
how's
so
Jethro doing?
This guy had been in the radio business many years and somehow never heard about Jethro Tull. So it happens.
It does happen.
And you're, we're on a talk show. We're not here to sell the hits.
Hey.
Pink Floyd, you got a song about it. Which one's pink?
They do?
Yeah, there's a song about...
I got to be honest with you. I'm going to say something I've never said on the radio before.
I don't like
it. You don't know
Pink Floyd? I'm not a big Pink Floyd fan.
It's like a nightmare.
Sorry, I thought it was pretentious.
Hmm.
Music for doing psychedelic drugs.
Not all of us wanted to do that. Some of us just enjoyed the music.
Who are you?
I will say this. I liked Another Brick in the Wall.
That was good.
But it was a catchy tune.
Right.
The rest of it. Look, in the early days of FM, when Dark Side of the Moon was out.
Yeah.
What's one of the long songs of it?
We'll pick one, anything off
Floyd. In the whole thing, one song?
It was great because you could put a Floyd song on and...
Go grocery shopping?
Go from the fourth floor of the Stone Container Building at 360 North Michigan, go outside on Michigan Avenue, have a cigarette, go next door to the... What was the name of the bar?
That's what I mean.
And we did this all the time. We would leave the studio.
Got a Floyd tune playing.
Because we had a 15 or 20 minute window, and we had enough time to go. We could smoke inside, but we'd go outside because there was a bar right next to the radio station building, and it was open all night. It was, you know, Chicago downtown. You know, one night, I got off the air at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I went over there with another guy. There was only a few people in this bar restaurant. And all of a sudden, and we saw a couple sitting one row away. And all of a sudden, there's this enormous crash. And the two guys that were sitting at the table are in a fight. And it's violent enough that one must have put, and the table collapsed underneath their weight.
Dang.
And sitting at the bar, guess what's sitting at the bar? An overweight Chicago cop. Right. He puts... I guess he had just gotten off duty and was still in uniform.
Enough.
He puts his bottle, his bottle of Blatz on the bar counter, and kind of rolls his head like, I see this 1,000 times a week, and he goes over and he's trying to pull them off of each other, and they're still, so he ended up cuffing them. And to this day, I can't imagine what one said that pissed off the other so much that they needed to put on a show like that. It was really, it wasn't funny. It was very startling.
A big crash.
Something about the Cubs.
Could have been. I mean, you know, if you're going to get arrested and you're fighting about something, it's got to be sports, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bears.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
What'd you say about the Bears?
The Bears.
The Bears. Yes, we're.
A friend of mine one time was in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, and he got mugged, unfortunately. So anyway, he gets up and he goes running up to these two cops that are sitting in the car. He goes, "Hey, I just got mugged. I just got mugged." He said they turned on their lights and drove off.
Goodness.
He said, I was standing there with one shoe in my hand, and I was a little bit beat up, and they just turned on their lights and drove off.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they maybe they're...
Close to the end of the shift, baby.
Yeah.
This ain't worth the paperwork.
It all depends on what time it all happens. I had experiences with police as a kid where I was a victim, and they did nothing, but I'll tell those stories other day. I got to tell you, they got a still photo of that
dude, he ain't
cop,
looking.
Chauvin. In,
doesn't look right.
No, there's not one innocent thing that
in
looks
the eyes.
About him. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way... Lindsey Graham says that Kamala Harris is going to be Joe's VP choice.
Really?
So we know there'll be a lot of action in the White House.
We already caught her lying a couple times.
Yeah. Lying down. That's how she got it. No, that's how she got started. It's not a secret.
No.
Read up on the woman.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
She was a protege of Willie...
He was
somebody. Willie Brown.
Right.
Mayor of San Francisco.
And he's the one who said it.
And was his longtime... Yeah, he was the one,
he's one who said
told
it.
Her.
I put her there.
She's a... bit of a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Hey. We play the thing that Rusty made for you?
The Newsinator.
Well, now, you got to... Look, there's only so much time here. I'll play it.
All right. Oh, well,
but we've got Elo coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious.
Your Elo song. But right
if you
now,
want requests, you need to go out to outside the studio and call in.
And look in the window.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, if you want to hear something before we wrap up today, 272-9228. Right now, it's game time.
Who's ready?
All right.
And the game is Who is Eddie Bader's boss?
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Provo police have arrested a man they say intentionally ran over another man early yesterday morning on Highway 82 and Highway 14. Authorities have charged Joshua Harris with attempted murder. The victim has been hospitalized with serious injuries. Harris is being held in the Autauga County Jail on $25,000 bond. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting almost 5,200 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say 605 people have died and more than 1,700 have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. But some good news, over 9,300 people have recovered from the virus. The One Place Family Justice Center has helped more than 50 victims over the last month. They say that is down from normal, but they fear people are trapped in their homes with their abusers and not able to get the help they need. If you need help, you can call the crisis line 24 hours a day, 1-800-650-6522. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, a across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and storms will continue for a few more hours before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. Very muggy. Overnight low temperature 67. Over the weekend, we start to dry out. In fact, the rain chance is very small tomorrow. I suppose there could be an isolated storm in the afternoon hours. Most towns will stay dry. A sun and cloud mix tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. I think we're in the upper 80s on Sunday, but it'll be dry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. In fact, we'll be around 90 to 92 on Monday and Tuesday, and maybe hotter than that by midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And we had a request for this Rusty Aldridge Instant Classic.
What you are about to hear is the news, or what they call the news. A new poll shows that one in just about every American thinks the news is being weaponized to keep us in line. That's why the folks here at Greg Budell Laboratories have invented this small box we call the Newsinator. It's a small box about the size of your phone. And when you hear something on the news that sounds a little sketchy, just push the button. Those are air quotes. If you hear a member of a certain party say they're working with the other party, that story is marked as bullshit. As the fake news escalates, push this button.
You stink!
And if you're shaking your head at something they said on the news, push this button.
Media.
And if you act now, you get this extra button that changes your television to The Andy Griffith Show.
Shazanya.
Just send a bunch of money to Eddie down at the bus stop. And in 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, you'll get your Newsinator from Greg Budell Laboratories, where when we hear the news, we say...
You talk about incompetence.
And we mean it.
517, you're all invited to join an educational experience now. Our topic in our morning visit with Alabama Rising, and we do enjoy those segments so much. And I love the fact that they don't want to discuss hard news. They want something light.
Right.
And I came across a list of the 50 happiest songs. Of course, this is very subjective. There's, you know, that's a very individual. You know, the song that makes you happy could be connected to a memory or somebody in your life or whatever. And young Seth Spotlow here had an experience. I had the list on the computer screen where he could see it, and he looks at the song that's right there at the top.
And number one.
And innocently asks, who's Elo? And... usually, almost anybody over the age of 12 knows that ELO is Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes.
It sounds like something I go see at Christmas.
However, and I play the song some mornings before we actually start the show. I try to play a happy song around 5:58 coming out of the Twilight Zone with George Norrie and whatever the hell they're talking about. Man. Aliens and
pandemic.
And it was actually Rich Thomas, who was a big ELO fan, turned me onto this tune. Now, we'll listen to enough of it to each have an opinion on whether or not this really is the happiest song ever made. It's a great tune. Mm-hmm. It was not a huge hit. It was certainly not ELO's biggest hit.
Not at all. Nor their greatest, by no means.
But it's number one on this list that was compiled. You can see the entire list at swnsdigital.com.
I feel like some of the other songs on there are a lot happier than that one.
The Queen song was a surprise because we weren't really familiar with that, but it is a very upbeat tune.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Me Now. Want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I think old Rick Astley should be...
he's on there.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you...
Yeah.
Is the song Happy on there by Pharrell Williams?
It wasn't probably in the top not. 10, but it should be.
It should be.
Yeah, I love that song.
Here's the Queen.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself...
No.
But it's still not good.
Let's move it along. I the idea of the list. I had once proposed to a general manager in radio, a big term in the late 70s was PMA, positive mental attitude.
Okay.
Oh. And I got into the psychology of music, and I said, let's make a list of songs that make people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
There's no scientific way to do it, but common sense. You hear a song with a rhythm like that, no negative lyrics. It's not about breaking up, and I got screwed, and all this other stuff. It's, you know, a upbeat message.
It reminds me of my childhood.
And play nothing but that. It was way ahead of its time.
I was going to say, Greg, did they look at you like, you silly man?
I think I may have suggested it later, too, except I came up with the idea of call letters WNRG. Energy 107.
Oh, good. You are
ahead of your time on that.
Yes.
One.
Ahead of the game, man.
Songs that everybody knows, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Mm-hmm.
We played Walking on Sunshine earlier. Now, You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. Not number seven.
No.
Kodachrome is a happier song than that.
Yeah, who is Sylvester?
I'm glad you asked me that question. Because
Sylvester the Tweety Bird.
Thank
Tweety
you.
Bird. There's also Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I'm thinking Stallone, and there's Frank. Frank had an album.
Yeah, that's right.
Frank did have an album. Right. How do I know that? I don't know.
You're right, though. Frank's
behind the music, man. Yeah. With Frank Stallone.
If I'm not mistaken, this is a disco song I used to play when I was a club jock.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So let me see what comes up here. Yes.
That's it, baby. All skate.
That's
all
song.
Skate.
118 BPM.
Yeah, man.
And look at those 70 chicks.
Oh, man.
They're all fat and old. Now, this is the disco everybody said they hated, but deep down you know they love it.
They roll up the windows, they crank up the song, baby.
One word goes with the tune.
Awesome. I really like that, and I wish you would smile more.
Huh?
I wish you would smile.
I would smile more. Now, there's other stuff. Rick Astley, your hero there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's number
man.
10. Never going to give you up. I think that belongs.
That's celebration.
What is Wake Up Boo by the Boo Radleys? I don't know that. Should we give it a
go? Give it a go.
Oh, yeah.
Boo Radley, wasn't he in To Kill a Mockingbird? Wasn't that his name? Boo Radley?
I don't know. That movie depressed me. I didn't watch it.
Really? You didn't find that movie to be inspiring?
What? No. Oh, my God.
All right, Boo Radley, what was the name of the song? Wake Up Boo.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Boo Radley.
It says, wake up, boom. Maybe I could use this in the morning. Very 60s sounding song.
It's 95.
Sounds just like Rick Astley, though.
Same type, yeah.
Let's welcome Master Thespian to the radio.
Great big coronavirus to y'all and yours.
And right back at you.
Hey, does that list have the Pointer Sisters on there? There's a couple of songs they did that are real jumping and happy.
I'm going to hit you with one right now because I thought of this one this morning, and I think it's got to be a top 10.
All right, has everyone been to the bathroom tonight?
Come on.
Yeah,
Pointer Sisters.
Good job, Dan. Yep.
I don't want to take it anymore.
Yeah. Morning.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good pumpy music.
That's the Neutron Dance. That's yes, right.
It is.
And they did another one.
Beverly Hills Cop or 48 Hours?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Cool.
Yeah. They did another one called I'm So Excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't hide it.
Yeah,
I think Seth may have been born after Eddie Murphy was last funny.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I was born, he got funny, and then he wasn't funny anymore.
Yeah, well, I was a big ELO fan in the day.
Yeah, ELO rocks, man.
Yeah, ELO. Yeah, that ELO guy. Yeah, the one with the frizzy hair.
Yeah, that's the guy.
And the glasses. Wasn't that like Jeff Lynne's dream project, though? He was the mastermind behind the whole thing, and then all sorts of other people just kind of came in and out with him. But he was sort of the ringleader of ELO through all of its tenure. They were performing for a long time, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Several hits. Right.
Never saw him in concert. Hey, thanks for the call, Thespian.
All right. Y'all be good.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. And this is Pat?
No. Pothead.
Pothead, man.
Wants to know if
I got schmutz in my glasses. I can't see the difference between an O and an A. I had a vowel movement.
Yeah, I don't even know about that number two problem, man. Hey, it's just pass the Ducci to the left-hand side, man. Hey, is John Denver's Rocky Mountain High in there?
No, and it doesn't belong.
What?
It's too slow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not if you're getting the right weed.
Yeah, I know. But hang on a second. No, if there's a John Denver song that belongs on the list, it's this one. Hang on.
Real life on the farm. Oh, no.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, they used that song at ballparks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have enough to smoke to get that to be a good song.
No, that's a good song.
Is it a good song?
Yeah, John Denver, man. He's a man.
Hey, but I remembered that song you were playing, Greg. I was ready to break out the roller skates while I was driving home. I almost had a wreck.
Oh, Sylvester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
he had the serious fro going on, man. I remember him.
Jerry Curl Juice, man. He had some rain off of him a second ago.
That was a man?
Yeah.
I think I was wearing Brute back then, or High Karate. Like, remember High Karate?
You have to forgive Seth. He's trying to understand why he was sexually attracted to a man.
Hey, Joe Namath, man. And he was fighting those ladies off of some High Karate, man.
That's right.
Oh, my God. And if a man was secure enough to wear a fur coat back then, he was the man.
He was the man. He was my hero.
Absolutely.
Joe Willie Namath.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. And I bet he could write a good book when he passes away, the stories in his little black book.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, bud.
Thanks.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care.
All right, Denise, I need you to hold. Need to remind everybody about Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. We're heading into the month of June.
Oh,
I remember one June, the first 10 days of the month, were over 100 degrees here. It can be the hottest month of the year. So don't wait till it gets that hot to test the limits of your AC system. If it's been a while since it's been seen by a professional, call up Clark's at 277-2125. Join their club for $159. You get two annual tune-ups. You'll make that money back on an efficiently running system, and you'll enjoy the peace of mind that comes with knowing as a member of the Clark's Club, they're on the way when you call them. And that's so important, just to have that extra measure of security. They got talented plumbers, too, and they are available on a 24/7 basis should you need one. And man, when you see a wet spot in the wall, you know you need a plumber.
Not a good sign.
You don't want to hear about tomorrow. You want to hear we're on the way, and that's what you get from Clark's, like this. By the way, they are hiring at Clark's. They're looking for a dispatcher. If you are interested in working with a great team of people and you have good people skills and you could do Microsoft Word and Excel, send your resume to rclark@mastercomfort.com. That's rclark@mastercomfort.com. Awesome team of people to get with. Denise, Jim, hang on. We'll be right back. Traffic update in a moment.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Friday afternoon, and we are still busy all over the place. Got a lot of cars on the boulevard. Very busy all around the city right now, especially Norman Bridge Road outbound to East South Boulevard. Troy Highway, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, all very busy this afternoon, as well as I-65 and 85. Light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere into us to pass along to you. Premier Place Shopping Center, open for business. Shop GameStop, Sally Beauty, Cuts by Us, Professionals and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Ladies first on this show, so we go to D-Nice first.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Been good. I was wondering if Earth, Wind, and Fire was on that list. September.
Well, September. That is
song.
A great, happy song. And they're on the list with Let's Groove.
Let's Groove Tonight.
Almost anything by Earth.
All of the songs, though, it's funny. I never knew that playlist existed. I didn't know that that playlist was out there, but all of those songs are on mine. Another one you should look for is Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London?
Werewolves of London. The kids love that one.
Sing it.
Like the howl.
other songs that are on the list. I mentioned Earth, Wind, and Fire, Let's Groove. Don't Stop by Fleetwood. I think there's other songs by Fleetwood Mac better than Don't Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Besides Don't Stop, that's tomorrow. The song that the Clintons use.
That's ruined it for me right there.
I can't help but think of Cankles when I hear it.
Oh, my God.
We Are Family by Sister Sledge and You Sexy Thing.
What's up, man? Sexy Thing.
Yeah, I was talking to you.
Probably not one I use.
Mr. Elo.
I wish I could. I wish I had your confidence so that when anybody said You Sexy Thing, I'd immediately think it was me and not some dopey old song.
Hey, what can I say? You look good.
Well,
but
I hope, Denise, that you will call us again sometime. I really enjoy
talking. I will. I listen as often as I can. Sometimes I got to get you on my phone when inside the house because the radio, I can't pick you up here. I'm up on Emerald Mountain. I can't get 93.1 on the radio.
There's an
up
app.
Here, so I have to play it on my phone, that's on it. The app.
You know, I would consider coming to your house for an hour.
Absolutely. We should bring everybody up. Let's barbecue.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the mayor proud. And do the first socially distanced, safe radio. I'll just come to your house and we'll talk over the fence.
We can call you Wilson.
You let me know what topic you'd like my opinion on, and I'll give you.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Man, we've heard from some great folks this afternoon.
Yeah.
Here's Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm doing good. Hey, did Larry send you the email about the gentleman, this friend of mine, who did a patriotic song called My Soldier Prayer?
My soldier what?
My soldier's
prayer.
Soldier's prayer. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's really good. I think you would like it. And as for a song that should have been on the list, Kiss is Best.
Excellent song.
Well, but that's a ballad. That's a sad song. We're talking about
happy songs, uplifting.
Oh, happy songs.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Like, not the country road.
Flash dance, what a feeling. I love that song.
Take
me home, country road.
That's a good one. I like that.
The power of love.
Huey Lewis in the News. Yes. That stuff was very good for that, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Check out My Soldier's Prayer on YouTube.
I'm making a note.
It's by a guy named Dale Boswell.
Dale Boswell. Got it.
Yep. Appreciate the heads up.
All right,
5:37. You know, Brad McDonald would be the first to tell you that people who do well with money know when to buy. Mm-hmm. They strike when the opportunity is there. I remember the day the Dow briefly dipped below 19,000. He said, watch, you're going to see a lot of people come in off the sidelines now. Sure enough, less than 2 months later, the market's gained back 80% of its initial losses with the shutdown. However, those kinds of opportunities have passed, and the people that got in, I'm sure, are very glad they did. Let me translate from the financial universe to automobile and cars specifically, and the Jack Ingram family of stores, because these circumstances have required dealers to make unprecedented deals, and deals that are not going to be around for a long time. I mean, 0% over 6 years for well-qualified buyers on a Nissan, select Nissans at Jack Ingram, with 6 months of no payment. So think about it. You don't pay a penny in interest on the vehicle. You don't make a payment for 6 months, and if you have another debt sitting there or there's something you need to get, you can buy and pay that off, then pay the car. Again, I don't recall ever seeing this type of stepping up to the plate because they're incentivized to sell. Volkswagen, Jack Ingram Volkswagen, 4 months delayed payment and 0% over 72 months. Their whole family of stores, I know that the Audi folks are doing a big certified pre-owned program right now that's amazing. Porsche, Volvo, and Mercedes, all these cars with the Jack Ingram name. And we can't forget our friends at the Signature Used Car Lot, where they have hundreds of choices in vehicles from under five thoroughly vetted cars that have passed every test, because they don't want to put the Jack Ingram name on something that's going to be somebody else's troubles. It's their commitment. They go to extraordinary lengths to make sure that doesn't happen. And you can shop from under five to over 25 there. And a friend of mine just went last week and got herself a Sentra.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah. She's quite pleased. So just a reminder, if you're buying new, boy, now more than ever is the time to do that. With 0% APR over 72 months and 6 months delayed payments on select Nissans, at jackingram.com, that'd be the place to start. You know where the stores are there on the boulevard. And please tell them you heard about them here. 540.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years.
you can take advantage of May's lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to May's Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. May's Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call May's Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call May's. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting almost 5,200 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say 605 people have died and more than 1,700 have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. But some good news, over 9,300 people have recovered from the virus. The One Place Family Justice Center has helped more than 50 victims over the last month. They say that is down from normal, but they fear people are trapped in their homes with their abusers and not able to get the help they need. If you need help, you can call the crisis line 24 hours a day, 1-800-650-6522. Pravo police have arrested a man they say intentionally ran over another man early yesterday morning on Highway 82 and Highway 14. Authorities have charged Joshua Harris with attempted murder. The victim has been hospitalized with serious injuries. Harris is being held in the Autauga County Jail on $25,000 bond. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and storms will continue for a few more hours before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. Very muggy. Overnight low temperature 67. Over the weekend, we start to dry out. In fact, the rain chance is very small tomorrow. I suppose there could be an isolated storm in the afternoon hours. Most towns will stay dry. A sun and cloud mix tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. I think we're in the upper 80s on Sunday, but it'll be dry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. In fact, we'll be around 90 to 92 on Monday and Tuesday, and maybe hotter than that by midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Coming this weekend, two daring astronauts try once again to blast off into the final frontier.
What if it rains?
It won't rain in this pivotal moment for all mankind.
Should the astronauts bring an umbrella?
No. Elon Musk gave them the most high-tech rocket ship ever created.
I can let them borrow my windbreaker, you know, in case there's a breeze.
Shut up. Just tune in this Saturday for attempt number two.
Oh, hope the water's not too choppy. Don't worry, I won't splash in my pool.
It's SpaceX Return to Launch. This time, it's really happening.
Yeah, whatever you say, Chief.
2:22 tomorrow, I believe, is the updated launch time. I am going to suggest, I thought about you the other day, because one of the greatest moments I ever had as a dad, Easter, 1994, I'm in Mount Dora, Florida, which is about 40 miles from Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. They did name it Cape Kennedy for a while, and they changed it back. Jeez, what is with the on buttons in this effing...
Hey, boss.
It's the end of the week. I'm getting testy.
You look good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I guess you have seen, then, where you're going with this, you have seen a actual launch.
Yes. It was on Easter Sunday morning of 94, and it was early. It was 6:30. So we were staying at my friend Kathleen's lake house. Beautiful place. Just love to spend weekends up there. And she had a beach. And
oh, yeah.
Really nice. So I woke her up early and carried her out. Side, and the sun was not above the horizon yet, but there was daybreak going on. So I'm holding her, and I said, we're going to watch the rocket take off. And
how old was she, Greg?
4.
Oh.
So she knew,
yeah,
you know, what we were going to see. And I didn't have a watch, but I was pretty sure I was close to launch time, and I saw this jet leave like a white trail across the horizon. I said, that can't be it. And then as soon as I said that, the entire horizon from 40 miles away starts flickering like the northern lights.
Really?
If you've ever seen those.
Yes.
And as it continues flickering, this yellow burst comes up from the horizon. And I had no idea from a perspective standpoint how close we really were.
Because 40 miles is pretty close, man.
It wasn't long before you could feel the ground rumbling from 40 miles away.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, almost as if it's happening in slow motion, you see the rocket come off the horizon. And with the shuttle, it would make that slow turn as it was going upward. And you could read NASA on the wings from that distance.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't as loud, obviously, as it would have been for people much closer, but it filled the entire eastern sky. I mean, the light, I get there may have been some clouds out there, I don't know, but watching her watch that rocket come off the horizon, and we watched it all the way till it disappeared, was an experience you should have with your little girl.
That's awesome. Tomorrow, we're definitely going to watch it, if it happens.
It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, the idea being, my only regret is that we didn't get a little closer.
Well, I've always wanted to see it from a boat. I've seen boats out there around the Cape that, you know, go out there to watch it from there. And I think that'd just be an incredible view.
I saw one from a helicopter.
Oh, now that'd be cool.
Wow.
It was a station promotion. Now, we were only allowed.
Yeah.
I think we had to stay 90 miles away, but you could still see it. And even in South Florida, on the ground, without any elevation whatsoever, if it was a night launch and you knew where to look, you wouldn't hear it, but you could see this blazing stream of light. Looked like it was actually going parallel to the ground from that far away.
Flat earth and all.
I mean, was it impressive? No, but it was impressive that you could see it that brilliantly from that distance. So that's a... And I'll tell you something else. When you see those things, and that's America.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, those are American heroes in that thing. And American ingenuity designed the rocket that propelled all that weight off the ground. I can't even get off the couch. I need NASA to come to after a big meal and show me how to launch myself into my shoes.
But I'm proud to see us get back into it. I'm glad we're no longer depending on anyone else to get us to the space station and to the moon.
I also think that Never really looked at, I mean, obviously funded by the government and sort of an unofficial branch of service, but I think it's going to do well coming out of the private sector. And it looks like Elon Musk has learned his lesson with politics.
Stay out of it.
Although I got to tell you, I am sickened. I am sickened to find out this afternoon that Steve Carell and Seth Rogen are among the people putting bail money up for the rioters in Minneapolis.
I can't. I cannot for the life of me.
Are you out of your, as a substitute teacher would say, are you out of your God blank minds? What is wrong with you? You're bailing out people that burned down businesses and stores.
A police station.
What the hell? Especially Carell with a new thing coming out on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'll bet half the people
are going to watch.
They're going to see that story and say, man, I'll never watch the guy again.
And that's something I don't understand. If you are a comedian or an actor or an actress, whatever, do your job. If you want to put something, you know, your name behind something and be positive, I understand feeding homeless, things like that. That's great. But you're not doing anything now. You're the people that are going to see your movies ain't the people that you're bailing out of jail. I can tell you that.
Especially Carell, that just floored me.
Shows how they live in a whole different world, Greg.
Living in a box, man.
Yeah.
It's if he donated to a fund for the victim's family.
Be all about it.
Yeah.
We'd all want to help, but bailing the rioters out of jail.
The saddest story I saw on CBS this morning was a couple, they were probably in their 30s, maybe early 40s, and the guy looked like he was about to cry, and he had put his whole life savings into his sports bar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I put my whole life into this bar, and he said, now I got nothing.
Yep.
And the woman was looking at one of the looters and saying, we're black, you're black. Why are you doing this to us?
Because they're not doing it because of race animus. They're doing it because George Soros paid them to do it.
Yeah.
We're getting awfully negative here at the end.
Just ridiculous.
I can't wait to watch The Thing tomorrow with Rose. She's going to love it.
Well, you got to get her close to one someday.
Well, tomorrow will be on a streaming service.
The thing is, you take the time to travel to one of them, and it doesn't take much for the weather to cause a delay, so you could be spinning your wheels. We got lucky on that Easter Sunday. It is 5:53. John Lee Paints, Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, with 4.5 decades of experience and products that will help you achieve the best possible result if you're a do-it-yourselfer because of the products they sell. Richard's Paint for interior painting. John Lee's Solar Proof for exterior jobs. Paint that is formulated to ward off the Alabama heat and humidity and leave a great finish. Plus, making sure you're using the right rollers and brushes to apply the paint. And if you need a pro, they can gladly connect you to one because guess what? That's where professionals get their paint. They know how long it should take to do a certain job, and they know they'll get it done in time if they're using really great products. That's what they sell. That is their bread and butter, so to speak, at John Lee Paints. 34 Coliseum Boulevard. When you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're hearing there's some officers directing traffic, or were a few minutes ago. 2400 block of East South Boulevard. Some problem right in that area. Use caution. That's near the Church's Chicken, right across from the Max Title Loans. Just watch out for those boots on the ground and be careful out there this afternoon. We've got a lot of congestion around the boulevard. A lot of cars on the road this afternoon trying to get out of Montgomery. The 31s are loaded up. And I 65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and try to be safe out there. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Che.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany, we know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
As a pro, saving time and money is your first priority. Lowe's can help you save both. Shop on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. You'll find the brands you trust and can order on the job site or in the truck from any device. Need something in a hurry? Make a quick trip to Lowe's. We're open at 6 a.m. and offer curbside pickup, so you can get what you need and get on your way. Lowe's, here to help you save time and money. Applies to eligible items only. Contiguous U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See lowesforpros.com for details.
Our final caller of the week. Legal, legal, and local hardship. Yeah. Chad.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, Chad?
How you doing?
Hey, by the way, Al Crosby is a great guy. Crosby Electric. He's not just a customer. I'm not just a customer of him. He's also a client of mine.
Excellent.
A great, great guy.
Yeah.
So I'll put Steve Farrell or Carell on my list of do not touch it.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, when I saw it, I thought the other guy I expected, but Carell I didn't.
No, that was an awful surprise.
You know, it was really. Anyway, I'm just calling to tell you guys to have a great weekend.
You too.
All is well. It's going to be a sunny one, so that's great.
Start your Saturday morning out with the four of us, because we will be here.
Yes.
Oh, I'll call you. All right.
Awesome. Okay. We'd love that.
All good. Bye.
You'll get to talk to Chad much in the morning. So, yeah, we're going to table it for the moment and be back tomorrow morning at 6.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Jimmy said everybody.